God is willing to make the sky break forth into rain in our lifetime if we have simple faith in Christ and trust His word to the letter. This is the focus for year 2016 December's retreat, themed The Divine Mode for Revival, held at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebuode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo Idianyore, Ibadan, Nigeria. May the Lord bless your heart as you listen.
Peace.
Lord Jesus, help us again tonight. This our prayer. Cause us to pray right. Help us to pray with simple faith. That thy heart, O God, may be provoked to move on our behalf. Thank you, Father. We must thank you for our brethren coming from far distances, just arriving. Thank you for watching over them. We will never take you for granted. Thank you, Father.
Baba,
in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I want to thank the Lord again. For another hour prayer. As we come before Him. To trust Him again. Guiding us by His word. So that again we may see and witness the promises in the word of God being fulfilled in our lives. When I was privileged to stand before you the last time, we were looking at the book of Luke, chapter 5. And from there, we saw what Christ would like us to imbibe, this childlike faith. That faith that would just make us to accept the word of God. Just accept it. And to run with that. You will not forget that last year as we gather, no, this year, April, the Lord began to speak to us about dragging the net to land. And we saw that almost what happened in Luke chapter 5 happened in John chapter
21.
And it is from there we saw the Lord showing to us that the boat that was Peter's in Luke chapter 5 was nobody's boat in John
21.
We saw that though their net was broken in chapter 5 of the book of Luke, yet the net did not break in John
21. ṣùgbọ́n nínú ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kọkànlélógún yìí kò sí nǹkan tó jọ.
And we saw that in Luke chapter 5, Peter, permit me, out of greed, hauled in the net into the boat. His boat could not even contain the quantity that was in the net.
Àwa wí pé nínú ìwé Luke ìbákan náà, Pétérù nínú ojú pẹ̀lú ojú kòkòrò, ó mú àwọ̀ yẹn wá sínú ọkọ̀ rẹ̀, a rí pé kò sì gbà á.
Because of the weight of the fishes in the net.
Nítorí pé bí àwọn ẹja tó wà nínú àwọ̀ yìí bó ṣe wúwo tó.
Jacking that up suddenly to pour it into the boat brought great pressure upon that net, and that net broke.
Nígbà tí wọ́n fẹ́ dà á sínú ọkọ̀ bó ṣe wúwo yẹn, a wà wí pé ó ti wúwo jù, èyí wá jẹ́ kí àwọ̀ náà kí ó ya.
But in John 21,
ṣùgbọ́n nínú ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kọkànlélógún,
having followed Jesus,
nígbà tí ó ti tẹ̀lé Jésù,
the greed was no longer there.
Ọ̀kanjú àyin àtojú kòkòrò kò sí níbẹ̀ mọ́.
He saw that whatever he achieved must be dragged to the Lord.
Ó wá bíi pé ohunkóhun tí òun bá dà, ó láti wọ ọ̀tọ̀ lọ Jésù lọ ni.
So instead of him to haul the net into his boat, he dragged it towards the master.
Èyí ó wá fi wọ ọ̀bì àti ó fi fa àwọ̀ náà wọnú ọkọ rẹ̀. Ó rí pé òun láti wọ ọlọ́tọ̀ Jésù.
And because he dragged it,
nítorí pé ó wá wọ,
the net did not break.
Àwọ̀ náà kò fire.
Those were very strong instructions that the Lord brought to us last believers retreat.
Àwọn ìtọ́ni pàtàkì tí Olúwa mú tọ̀ wá ní ìpàgọ́ tí a ṣe nínú oṣù kẹ́mi nìyẹn.
And that's when the Lord was saying, look, all net shall be one. All boat shall be one.
Ìgbà yín ni Olúwa máa ń sọ pé gbogbo àwọ̀ pátápátá ọ̀kan ni, gbogbo ọkọ̀ náà bákan náà ọ̀kan.
It is not about denomination.
Kò ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìjọ tí àwa ti wá.
It's about Christ.
Ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú Kristi.
Whatever becomes our achievement,
ohunkóhun tí a bá dà,
we must submit it at his feet.
A gbúdọ̀ jọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀ sí ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀.
And with that instruction, we left.
Pẹ̀lú ìtọ́ni náà, a kò nínú ìpàgọ́ yìí.
Many of us disabused our mind.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa a ti gbàgbé gbogbo nǹkan yẹn.
We felt in our hearts,
à ń wo ní ọkàn wa,
we will not call anything our own.
A ní pé ohunkóhun ní titi wa.
It belongs to the body of Christ, it belongs to Christ.
Ó jẹ́ ti àwa Kristi àti ti Kristi gan.
And as the Lord began to speak to us about this meeting,
bí Olúwa ṣe ń bá wa sọ nípa ìpàdé yìí,
showing us the burden,
tó wá fẹ́ ẹrù yìí hàn wá,
the mode for revival,
ọ̀nà fún ìsọjí,
the mode in which we must be with God for God to bring forth revival,
ọ̀nà tí a gbọ́dọ̀ wà pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run láti mú ìsọjí wá.
Again, we noticed that there is something that happened in Luke chapter 5, which we emphasized in the 12 o'clock hour prayer, which is also in this chapter 21 of John.
A wá rí nǹkan nínú ìwé Luke orí karùn-ún tí a tẹnu mọ́ nígbà tí a wá ní ago méjìlá, a sì tún wí nínú ìwé Jọ́hánù yìí náà bákan náà.
And I will like you to join me to read together John, the Gospel, chapter 21.
Mo fẹ́ kí o darapọ̀ mọ́ mi nígbà tí a fẹ́ ka ìwé Jọ́hánù orí kọkànlélógún.
Are you there with me?
Ṣé ẹ ti débẹ̀?
All right. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself.
Lẹ́yìn kan wọ̀nyí, Jésù tún fi ara rẹ̀ hàn fún àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ létí òkun Tiberia, báyìí ni ó sì fara hàn.
There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples.
Simon Peteru ati Thomas ti a n pe ni Didimu ati Nathanaeli awa Cana ni Galilee, ati awon omo sebede ati awon omo eyin re meji mi won jumo wa po.
Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing.
Simon Peter wi fun won pe emi lo peja won si wi fun pe awa pelu nba o lo won jade won si wo inu oko ni owo ojo na won ko si mu onkon.
But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus.
Sugbon nigbati le bere sin mo Jesu do leti okun sugbon awon mo eyin ko mo pe Jesu ni.
Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no.
Nitori na Jesu wi fun won pe eyin omode eni onde die bi won da lohun wi pe iwo o.
And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes.
O si fun won pe eso awon yin si apa otun oko eyin o si wi nitori na won so won ko si le fa jade nitori opo eja.
May the Lord bless this word in our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Ki Oluwa ki o bukun awe ninu okan wa loruko Jesu.
I think in my heart that this story itself is it's not difficult for anybody to understand. I wish you will see them, these seven disciples, from the angle at which we see the church today.
Kibawa wumi te ba le bi awon meyin mejeje yi pelu oju ta fin wi ijo ni eni.
There was a point at which Jesus recruited them.
O de iko bi katan ngba ti Jesu to yan won.
In Luke chapter 5,
ninu e Luke obi kan,
at least about 4 of these 7 disciples were there.
Meme ninu awon meyin meje yi o wa nibe.
And the agreement was, follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Nkan na de jo so nigba yen ni pe tele mi emi o si so yin di apeja eniyan.
They left all and they followed.
Won fo ngogo sile won si tele.
But at a point, they left the Lord and they went back to all they left. That pictures the church correctly now. What we dropped in those days, those things that we said we would not do anymore, we are fully back, full throttle in them now. Those were the things we celebrate today. Though painful, but this passage again is restoring hope. This man left the Lord, but the language was still in their mouth. Lest I go a fishing. If you are not careful, you will think that they were going for evangelism. The church today speak languages that you will think she's spiritual. But a careful look at the content of what the church is engaged in now tells me very clearly that the spirituality has been lost.
We
are back full throttle in business. We're just doing business. Every principle that we have learned to win soul, we use it to win money. People use Bible to swindle men. But you know that's not my problem. I don't live to criticize people. If you want to criticize good business for you, it's good for you. But I'm saying this just by way of analyzing the state, the present state of the present church. Not because I want to disparage the church. No, it's the bride of Christ, and I have respect for the church. Moses tried it once, he never tried it again. When he looked at God's people and said, "Ye rebels." Shall we bring forth water from the rock?
Because
me, you didn't sanctify. You insulted me.
Oh, yes, me more.
If
a mother or a parent asks you to beat a child, he's not saying it sincerely.
So I won't follow people to do that. But sincere assessment is required at this junction. We should be able to tell ourselves the truth. This is where we are. How we got there, honestly, I don't know. How Peter came about going back to what he left before, I don't know. And I'm not interested in probing it because it's immaterial. But as they went, in their backsliding, they labored, they caught nothing. That was the state in which he met them the first time. It is obvious that we are catching nothing. Except we want to deceive ourselves.
We're
not catching anything. Except we want to catch fun anyway. And the Lord,
Oluwa,
when the morning was coming, that's the Bible, but when the morning was now come, that's verse 4, Jesus stood on the shore.
Jesus duro leti okun.
But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. It was still dark. a little.
Ile oti mo dada.
Their vision was still blurred.
Won le ti mi na dada.
It was in the night.
Ni owu ni.
As the Lord was walking upon the sea to meet the disciples.
Nigba ti Olorun ni eti okun lati lo ba won meyin.
They thought it was a ghost.
O wa wo pe ah aboku ni.
Iwin.
Iwin ni.
Because in their mind.
So wi pe ninu okan won.
No human being can do that.
Ko se eyan kan to le se yi.
This must be a ghost.
Imi lele ni lati je o.
But Jesus said, it is I.
Jesus ni emi ni.
Not a ghost.
Ki se mi.
I am persuaded in my heart.
O da mi loju lokan mi.
That certain things will happen in our lives in the days to come. People will think we are ghosts.
Pe awon kankan yo sele sinu aye wa ni awon ojo to nbo. Tawon yo wa ni pe imi la won won yi o.
But they didn't know who he was.
Shigmon many to je.
It is be of good cheer. It was just the voice.
Won ni etujuka emi ni ohun yen nikan ni won gbo.
Peter said, this voice looks like the voice of the Lord.
Better we ni she won le da won Oluwa mo nti ni.
If it is you.
To ba je won ni.
Bid me come.
So pe ki n ma bo.
He said, come.
O ni ma bo.
He didn't say, are you sure? Can you snap your face and send it by me by Bluetooth? Send it to me by WhatsApp. Let me be sure. No, he didn't need all that. He just believed. But this time around, the disciples didn't know. That it was Jesus.
Pe Jesu ni.
What was going on their mind, I don't know.
Nkan to lo lokan won ko ye mi.
But Jesus said unto them.
Sugbon Jesu wi fun won.
Children.
Eyin omode.
Have you any meat?
Eni onje die bi?
They said no.
Oni wo.
Substance we don't have. Weight we don't have. Intelligence we don't have. Skill we don't have. We are children. And the children that they were were willing to receive instructions without asking questions. They didn't know who was talking to them. They didn't know it was the Lord. But the Lord saw something.
Shungwa Oluwa bi nkan kan.
He saw children.
Oge awon omode.
He saw children.
Oge awon omode.
Teachable children.
Awon to le gba itoni.
Children that can be guided.
Awon ti a le to sona.
Children without any meat.
Awon ti won ni onje kankan.
Nothing inside. Nothing they could boast of. Except nothing.
I feel unkong.
Unkong ni nothing.
I feel.
Kosina.
Kosin kaka. So only for what boy asi.
Kosina. Friends.
Obe.
I am just desiring tonight.
Okan wo emi ni asale.
As the Lord stands on the brink of this revival.
Bi Oluwa se duwo ni bebe isoji.
Looking towards our direction.
To wa nkoju si wa.
May he see children.
O mi ke ko bi omode.
May he see children that are not proud. May he see children that will always love to defend, that will never love to defend his territory. Who would not want to lose, permit me, his integrity? I said, well, Talagwada of Ikuyo Manyanani. Just pretending. Children, have you any meat? If they were adults.
Toba je agbalagba ni.
He said, we have by faith. He is sick. He said, I am strong. Since you are strong, shouldn't you have come?
Ki se awon alelewa la eti ninu ijo na bi ko se pe awon to ni ilewa e wa lana ayo ni mo lokun ni.
I looked at these children.
Mo wo awon omode won yi.
Simple.
Awon te ke ko won ni wahala.
Plain.
Bo se na tan lele.
Transparent.
Ko si nkan tan fi pamo.
Have you any meat? Just any.
Just
any.
They
said nothing.
Nothing.
And that simple childlike transparency. How I desire.
Bo se wu mi.
That will not hide from the person that will help us. They could have said, God is good. Have you any meat? We are blessed. Now, I understand those confessions. I am not also an unbeliever.
Emi no kin se ala igbagbo.
But many times.
Sugbon opolopo igba.
We missed help.
A man padanu iwonwo.
When we think we are confessing faith.
Ngba tan ba wo pe a njewo igbagbo ni.
How is it, bro?
Abakun bawo ni.
Everything is fine. And yet, God has sent that brother. That this person has a need.
Go
and minister this to him. And the brother just wanted to check whether he heard God well. He said, the Lord is good. But children, if you give him food and he's not satisfied, you say, I want more. But adults, I say, I can't disgrace myself here. Adults.
Agbalagba.
Is that not how you behave? Even if food cannot satisfy you, and yet you will pretend as if you are a honorable person. Adult. But children. Once he finishes it, he will stand up. Simple, transparent. The mother may come around and knock him on the head, saying, "You are disgracing me." Is it because I didn't give you food? If you have given him food, will he look for another? The truth is that that woman herself is praying and looking for a chance to take food home. But children, plain hearted. There's nothing to hide. Children, have you any meat? They didn't paraphrase it. They just said it straight.
No.
Can the Lord in this day, in this day of his visitation, get sincere responses from us? Responses of children. If you give a child something, everybody that comes around,
you
will show it. What he doesn't have. Whatever he has is what he has. It is adults that will teach a child to lie.
Agbalagba lo ma nko omode niwo pe ton wa ti bi oke o ti jeun so ko o ti jeun o.
He said that's covetousness. That's covetousness. How can they say, "Have you eaten?" You say you have eaten.
Bawo no se ma be pe se o ti jeun to si lo ti jeun lai ti jeun.
And so when he say, "Have you eaten?" he looks at his mother. He knows that if he says he has not, he's in trouble. He says it's discipline. I understand. We'll see the result of that discipline eventually. A discipline that is not coming from the inside. A discipline that is coming out of fear. Islam in Christianity. But as I look at the word of God, I saw that these children were true children. They were not going to hide. They were not going to pretend. No grammar. Just no. Simple
no.
And then to this no, the Bible says in verse 6, "And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship." And ye shall find.
Eyin o si wi.
Cast your net on the right side.
Eso awon yin si apa otun.
Only men with right heart will cast their net on the right side.
Awon to ni okan to to ni nkan lo ma so awon won si apa otun.
Si apa to to.
Si apa to to.
I saw
movie
that they didn't think that this unknown figure cannot be teaching us how to fish. Who are you?
Tanya.
If I know what we are doing, you think we came here to play? Who are you?
Tanya.
What's your profession?
Isha, when you are gone, you.
How old are you?
Omodume lonio.
Now, when you see people asking you such questions, they just want to discredit you. How can he be teaching professional fishermen about the right side to cast the net?
Bawo ni se a ma so fun awon apeja ton tin se fun opopolopo odun pe eso si ona to to.
Where is the wrong side?
Ona wo ni o to?
Which side of the boat is wrong?
Apa oko wo ni o wa lo wa lodi ti o to?
And it was where they were. A place they have combed before. They have tried their best. Nothing.
So
cast thy net on the right side of the boat. And ye shall find. Ye shall find what? And hear the Bible. They cast therefore.
Nitobi no won so.
Not he cast therefore.
Ki se on lo ba won so.
No ki se nikan.
Ki se nikan.
They.
Awon.
Cast.
Won so.
Therefore.
Nitobi no.
No argument. No comments. No nothing. They simply accepted the instruction. They simply received the instruction of the unknown man. And actually, you could just look at me and say, I don't know this man. What is his name? Where is he from? How old is he? Since when did he start to preach? How many messages has he preached? Has he ever raised the dead before? Now all those wahala. Now you sabi that one. Children, they don't understand that. They are just simple. Simple. I'm not saying we should be careless. But then, what we provoke God to act this time as we plead with him for revival, as we plead with him to visit the nations of the
earth,
is this childlike faith. Faith that is not hinged on what he sees. Faith that makes a man to accept the word of God even when the man who is preaching it is not popular. Therefore, they cast. And I wonder, what is therefore here? Therefore could mean because of this. And I say, because of what? Because of who they were. Because of the fact that they accepted the instruction of the unknown person. That man at the pool of Bethsaida didn't know Jesus. Didn't know him. And he will have said, who are you? Rise, take up thy bed and walk. He will have looked at him. You know they see. I should rise. You don't see the way I am lying down.
Oh, we won't share dubule ni. Timbale deshe mi sinindide ni.
And by the way, who are you?
Ati paapata ni wo gan.
The only one I knew around here that is special.
Enti mo mo to yato ni bi to yi mi kai.
Is one angel that used to come to steer this pool.
Oni angeli kan to wa ma ngo mi, it's okay.
Are you that angel?
Se oni angeli na ni.
If you are not the one.
To ba kin se won.
I beg you.
Mo be o.
In the name of God.
Loruko Olorun.
Just leave.
Sha adminu.
Because he didn't know who the Lord was.
Ko menti Oluwa je.
And yet,
sibe,
he accepted that instruction. I just wonder in my heart, when are we going to be children at heart? And we could just accept the word of God without challenging it, without asking for its CV. These children, therefore, cast their nets. The Bible say, and now. And now. And now, They were not able.
Wọn kò sì le.
To draw it.
Fà á jáde.
For the multitude of fishes.
Nítorí ọ̀pọ̀ ẹja.
And now.
Àní nísinsìnyí.
Before.
Tẹ́lẹ̀.
Nothing.
Kò sí ohunkóhun.
And now.
Nísinsìnyí.
That same emptiness.
Òfìfo ìbákan náà.
Empty net.
Àwọn tó ṣòfò yìí.
Could not be dragged.
Wọn ò lè fà á.
Because.
Nítorí.
Of multitude of fishes.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ẹja.
Children.
Àwọn ọmọdé.
Little wonder praise is perfected in their mouth.
Abadede pe inu okan ni a ti se yin pe.
I want to say to you, beloved, tonight.
Mo fe so fun o olufe ni asale.
That one thing God is looking for.
Pe un kan ti Oluwa n wo.
Child like faith.
Igbagbo to dabi ti omode.
That is what will bring this revival.
Nkan to ma mu isoji wa ni.
Your PhD in faith will not work.
Oh, you talk ba ninu igbagbo ko le jamon kankan.
We salute you.
Amo mi wi yin o ajuba.
Eyin ko fe so te ro te fe so ninu igbagbo akan sara si.
Those of you that put load on your head in the faith and you don't want to put it down, we salute your courage.
But
sugbon
this one thing we will know.
O nkan yi ni amo
that men that will provoke God.
Àwọn tó ma ti Ọlọ́run láti ṣiṣẹ́.
Unto a mighty harvest.
Sí ìkórè tó pọ̀.
Beyond their natural capacity.
Ju nkan ti ipa àwọn tó lè ṣe lọ.
Are men with childlike faith.
Àwọn ni ẹni tó ní ìgbàgbọ́ bíi ti ọmọdé.
These records.
Àkọsílẹ̀ yìí.
Are there for us to consider.
Wọ́n wà ń bẹ̀ fún wa láti wò ó.
And I'm asking that.
Mo ti ń béèrè pé.
Where are the children?
Níbo ni àwọn ọmọdé wà?
Where are the children?
Níbo ni àwọn ọmọdé wà?
It gladdens my heart to know that in this state of ours, Jesus is still interested in us.
O wa dun mo okan mi pe pelu ipo ti a tun wa yi bakan na Jesu o yi fe wa o yi ni ni dudun si wa.
He is concerned about our state.
O bi kita nipa ipo ti a wa.
If only.
To ba je pe.
He will find children.
O kan le gbe awon omode.
Let's pray.
E ka gbadura.
You are free to take any position.
To ba se wo lo le gbadura o le kunle o le joko le dide.
Sit down. I must understand.
Oye mi.
The state of your body.
Bi awa se bi bayi.
So you can sit and pray, you can stand and pray.
O le joko o le dide. Sha ma tan ma re je.
That's very important. That's very important.
Iyan se koko.
I don't know what or how to frame the prayer.
Mi mo bi mo se fe gbe aduwa ikale.
But I know that many times in the Bible.
Sugbon mo mo pe opolopo igba ninu Bibeli.
Jesus used children to illustrate the matters of the kingdom.
Jesu ma lo a pẹ̀wẹ̀ àwọn ọmọdé fún nǹkan tó jọmọ́ ti ìjọba wọn.
Do you remember?
Ṣé ẹ wọ́n ti.
Yes. Anyone who does not receive this kingdom as a child.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí kò bá gba ìjọba gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọdé.
Those teachings, I think we need to revisit them.
Àwọn ìkọ́ni yìí, ó yẹ ká padà bẹ̀ wọ́n wò.
We may find something there. If the Lord so permits, I'd like to visit them again in the this meeting.
Ti Oluwa ba gba mi laye, o mi kin tun be won wo le kan si ninu ipade.
It appears there are principles that he said quietly, but because he used children, just felt they are for children.
O ni awon kankan to so ni pato, sugbon to ke won lo apere omode kan wo pe omode lo ni ele.
And in fact, if somebody comes to you and introduce himself to you that I'm a children, you know, I am a child pastor, you say child pastor.
Then come by our boat, only woe, or you shall go to my daily. I will pay. Ah,
we don't honor them.
I can't ball off.
We don't recognize them.
I can't shake them on.
There is a children teacher.
Only a model uncle.
Baba, you see me.
Ah, let the house be at peace.
I think.
Mo.
We need to call upon the Lord. Will this be a reduction? If we say, Lord, make me a child. Will it be a demotion? I'm not thinking so. Anna prayed.
Anna gbadua.
Give me a man child.
Fun mi ni omo okun mi.
Okunrin omo.
Fun mi ni okun mi omo.
I understand what you said. A man child. A man. An adult,
agbalagba,
mature,
toti
balaga, strong,
toni okun,
yet a child.
Sibe o je omode.
That was the prayer of Hannah.
Nkan ti Hannah bi Oluwa niyan.
Why were those saints praying like that?
E se ti awon eyan mi mo fi ngbadura be yen.
Those old people in the Bible, they just say something and you just wonder, why are they talking like that?
Awon ta ti kan nipa nu bibeli e kan wo nkan ton se e kan wo pe e se ti won fin sowo ba.
What's the meaning of that? Give me a man child.
Kini sumo ele fun mi ni agbalagba to je omode.
I will understand. Give me a child. I understand. Give me a boy. I will understand. Which one is a man child?
E wo ni sumo fun mi ni agbalagba sugbon to je omode. Kini sumo yen?
I want us to pray.
Mo fe ki agbadura.
I say, Lord,
pe Oluwa,
make me
she mi
a man child.
Ni agbalagba sugbon to je omode.
Give me
fun mi
a heart
ni okan
of a child.
Ti omode.
I don't want to miss my day of visitation.
Mi o fe padanu ojo ibewo mi.
Experience kills.
Ibibi o man payan ni.
Knowledge puffs up.
Oye na o man wu soke ni.
Lord, you must do something to me.
Oluwa, onu lati se nkan kan ninu aye mi.
You must make me a man child.
Onu lati so mi di agbalagbo okun mi sugbon to je omode.
If I'm going to become anything, if you are going to treat my nothingness, if this emptiness of my life will be dealt with, then you must make me a man child. The emptiness of those men was treated that day because they were children. They never refused to be called children. Children, have you any meat? They could have said, there is no child here. Everybody here.
We are adults.
We are married. We have wives and children at home. They didn't speak that way. They simply said, no. We don't have. Lord, please. This emptiness will continue. If you don't make us children. This emptiness will linger if something is not done about our emptiness, about our being experienced. People boast about their knowledge. They boast about what they know. They boast about what they can do. But you will boast in a child. Lord,
Oluwa,
if being an adult will make me to miss my day of visitation, then I don't want to be an adult. I want to be a child. A man child. Help me, Lord.
Oluwa, mommy, lowo.
Help me, Lord.
Oluwa, mommy, lowo.
Grant, O God.
Fifu mi, Oluwa.
That I will not miss
Beke, you ma padanu.
The day of my visitation.
Ojo ibewo mi o.
Baba, please help me.
Baba, jowo, mommy, lowo.
Please help me.
Jowo, mommy, lowo.
Help us.
Oluwa, won wa lowo.
Your words to understand.
Je ki a ni oye owo re.
Help us, your words to understand.
Oluwa je ki owo re ko ye wa.
Childlike faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
That does not rest on experience.
Si ko fe wa ti ibiwi.
Childlike faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
That does not boast in his own effort.
Si ko sogo ninu akitiyan ti e.
Childlike faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
That will not criticize instructions.
Ti o ni ma tembelu if itoni.
Christ like faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
Child like faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
That will not think he is wise in his own conceit.
Ti o wa ni wo pe ohun gan gbon fun ara ohun.
Child like faith.
Igbagbo bi ti omode.
That will not reduce the word of God to mere fables.
So kan wa ni so Olorun di bi awada.
Lord, Lord, do something with my heart now. This my heart is too smart. You need to purge me of all experiences. And give me a child heart. That's all I need. To provoke God to action. That's all I need, Lord. To cause a change in my net. This net can become so filled with fishes. If I will accept that I am but a child. Man child.
Agbalagba okunrin to je omode.
A child that is not childish.
Omode ti o kin se bi omode ti ko ni iwa omode.
Lord, help our hearts.
Oluwa e won okan wa lowo o.
Lord, help our hearts.
Oluwa e won okan wa lowo.
I must not miss the day of my visitation.
Oluwa mi o gbodo padanu ojo ibewo mi o.
I mustn't miss the day of my visitation.
Oluwa mi o gbodo padanu ojo ibewo mi.
I must not miss the day of my visitation.
Oluwa mi o gbodo padanu ojo ibewo mi.
Please help me.
Jowo mo mi lowo.
Please help me.
Ejowo e mo mi lowo Oluwa.